I wonder how many parents brought their 40-day-year-old born kids into the temple on the same day that Mary and Joseph brought Jesus into the temple. I would imagine it would be a bunch, you know. And how did Simeon and then also Anna, a prophetess, wound up coming on the scene shortly after this? How did they pick out this one kid and his parents? Out of all the ones, of all the families that came to the temple, filled full of people, how'd they pick him out to be able to say, this is the one? The light of revelation to the Gentiles, the glory of your people Israel. You know, do you think that according to a lot of the pictures that you might see painted, that Jesus had this big halo and Mary and Joseph had their own appropriately sized halos and they went and said, ah, the people with the halos, they must be the ones. I don't think so. I don't think they looked any different than any of the other hundreds of parents, kids that were brought into the temple. What the scripture says, we were reminded in our opening, was that it was through the power of the Holy Spirit that they recognized that this baby was the Messiah of the Lord. This baby was God made flesh. The revelation. It was through the power of the Holy Spirit. And they encountered God in this little human being. God made flesh. And that was the source of the glory. That God and humanity are mixed. And that light that gives instruction on how to be able to live, and that light that gives the warmth and the power and the energy to be able to live fully in this life and to be able to pass through death into eternal life, that kind of light was now accessible. That's what people came to the temple for, and now it was finally completed in full. Oh, blessed are those who had the Holy Spirit with them to be able to have the ability to encounter this light in the temple. Blessed are we, because we have been given the gift of that same Spirit that came upon Simeon and Anna, that came upon Mary to be able to conceive this child in the first place, that was poured out upon Jesus in a manifestation to be able to make clear once again that this light, this glory, is now permanently in the midst of the human condition wherever we may be, in order to be able to know the way and in order to be able to have the power and the light and the heat and the warmth to be able to continue to travel that way here on earth and forever in heaven. We have that same Holy Spirit in order to, and the word that I'd say you carry away with is encounter Christ in many different ways. But today, I would say let's particularly emphasize that we encounter him in normal people, like Mary and Joseph and Jesus appeared to be in that temple at the first time where Christ was encountered in the temple. We have the Holy Spirit. Are there any normal people around? We do. In this body of Christ, solely through the grace of God, and solely through the gift of the Holy Spirit, as normal as we are, as sinful as we are the glory of God made present in human form. We are the temples of the Holy Spirit. This Christ event continues along in us when we're gathered together as a body, and continues on in each of the baptized. That's our role. That's our gift. That's amazingly enough our task. And what we can walk away with on this feast of the presentation of the Lord is to be able to have our eyes and our hearts and our minds open to be able to see the glory in each other and the glory in this group. As you come to know these people the way I'm blessed to be able to know them, as you come to know more deeply your family and the secrets within the midst of your family, as you come to know their struggles, as you come to know their faith, as you come to know their generosity, as you come to know the way in which indeed in memory of Jesus they pour out their lives for their families, in their jobs, for their country, in service and the love of God. As you come to know the way in which they come back from sinful, stupid mistakes, as you come to know how they pardon the unpardonable, by the power of the Holy Spirit, you touch, you encounter God made flesh. Thomas Merton wrote, "There is no way of telling people that they are all walking around shining like the sun." I'm telling you now. The feast is telling you now. We can encounter the living God in our midst in many ways. In creation, certainly in the Word, ultimately in the sacrament of His body and blood. But today, let's be open to get out of the regular old thing, the way that many in the temple were going like, we're coming in to do our duty, we got to go for this, we got to do that. Let's get some pigeons and turtle doves and get out of here so we can watch the game. You know, let us ask the Lord to stir up in us that Holy Spirit, not just today, but more regularly as a part of our life, so that we can see the glory of God as we encounter each other. Pray for the gift. Be open to the gift. For regular folks like us, it's possible through the mercy and grace of God.